The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Keith Crane of KCHE in Cherokee and Gail Wagner with the Sac Sun in Sac City. Keith, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I was just going to kind of just ask an update on the federal COVID update and, just continuing steps of social distancing.
Well, I'm going to practice it right now. From the standpoint of the Senate being back in session, except when we can maintain 6 feet apart, and you don't know when you have to do that. So most of the time, walking down the halls, going up the elevators, stuff like that, except being on the Senate floor, I presume I'm going to have to wear a mask. The 5 weeks before today, my wife and I were in isolation on our farm and at New Hartford, and I was conducting all the business like I am with you on the phone, and had every day 6 or 7 meetings by phone, some of them with people in the administration like the president, the vice president, secretary of agriculture, chief of staff of the president, stuff like that, or with constituents with, I imagine, 5 or 6 different big city chambers of commerce, with teachers, with school board members, with community colleges. So that's what we tried, that's how we ran business. The office here in Washington that I'm in right now was closed down, and everybody working from home so they could continue to do their work by email or by phone. And I hope everybody in the constituency of Iowa that I have to take care of were going to be helped one way or another. This week we're in session. Obviously, I'm going to be in the office every week, or every day this week, but I think my staff will still be working at home except for about 1 day out of 5 of various people taking turns will come to the office to do their work here. So that's kind of where we are. Let's go to the next person.
Okay, Gail.
Senator, the farmer in you has probably looking at the slaughter of perfectly good livestock and going, this just can't be right. Do you see an end to this at some point?
Now that the president has put an executive order in place, which doesn't mean that you're going to be able to force people to come to work, because the president isn't going to do that and he shouldn't do that. But it does force the companies to follow the protocols put out by the CDC and by the OSHA in the Department of Labor for a safe working place, both from the standpoint of health and other safety features, to give the workers who actually want to work, I'm sure, that they will have a safe place and won't be going to a death chamber when they come into the packing plant. That's the only way I know to keep it going, because from the birth of a baby pig to your mouth is a very precise and sophisticated supply chain that needs to be operating well-oiled. And right now with 40%, or at least that's the way it was last week, 40% shut down, it's very touch and go. People maybe weight a 260-pound pig till they get to be 300 pounds, but hopefully they don't have to euthanize, and I've heard of some euthanization. And I don't know how much, but it's a sad commentary, not only for the economic loss to the farmers, but to the consumers being maybe questioning whether or not they're going to have enough protein for their family. So I like to remind people the old saying, you're only 9 meals away from a riot. If you can't feed your kids for 3 days, maybe you're going to take extraordinary circumstances to get food. I don't know whether we've ever had that problem in the United States, ever. If it is, my history doesn't recall it. But I've seen it in other countries and very recently.
Okay, Keith.
All right, Senator, maybe just continuing on, you know, the packing plants, maybe just talk about, you know, what do you think the future holds, and how can these packing plants, you know, rebound and get back to production, hopefully, down the line here?
Well, they can only do it by the extent that their workers aren't sick, or their workers aren't afraid of being sick, and making through before they can open to provide a safe working place, they're going to have to follow the protocols of the federal government that I've already referred to. And as a week ago today, those protocols were taking effect. Now, I don't know whether of the 40% that we had shut down last week, it's up and running, or maybe it's more than 40% today. I just don't have the latest figures on that. So I can't tell you whether we've made progress lately. But where I heard the governor of South Dakota say the Smithfield plant would be opening up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, then I heard that one from Tyson's in South Sioux City would be closing. And I suppose that there's got to be a few days to close to clean things up and get things so you separate the workers so they have a safe place to go. But these protocols would call for spreading people out, putting barriers between people if they have to work close together, testing people when they come in, testing people when they go out, shutting down the water fountains, having plenty of hand spray or disinfectants around, clean up the place with disinfectant on a very regular basis, I think hourly. And I don't know what else might go into that, but it's pretty complicated requirements that the company has to meet, and if they don't meet them, they aren't going to get the workers come back to work, and that's going to hurt the consumers, that's going to hurt the farmers, and that's going to hurt their reputation as a producer of food, I mean as a supplier of the food, and the reputation of their company. So it seems to me there's plenty of incentive for them to get involved and get it done right, if it's no more than just to keep their company profitable.
Okay, and back to Dale, and this will have to be the last question today.
Okay, there has been some talk of another economic stimulus package plan. What do you think that would entail? Who's that one going to benefit?
Well, if there is one, and let me explain why I said if, and I think there will be one, but McConnell has said that we have went in debt almost $3 trillion now in a two-month period of time. We probably ought to take a deep breath and follow the admonition that we had when we started out a month ago, right in the most recent bill, that we were hoping the country would be turned around in 90 days and we wouldn't have to do any more. But we did it with open eyes. If we had to do, we'd probably be doing roughly the same thing. So I'll answer your question by saying, if we have to do more, roughly the same thing, and I think if we do some things that are different or do something that's less, well, if it's less, it means we don't need to do it. If it's more, it ought to be along the lines of what we already done, things connected to the pandemic, not things where people take advantage of the crisis that we have to do anything that couldn't otherwise be considered by the Congress of the United States because it isn't worth considering. And so we're kind of in a position of what do we do to get things to get over the pandemic and nothing else. So I'll just give you an example. We $350 billion for small business for payroll protection and keep people working instead of laying them off. That was ran out by April the 17th. We tried to immediately put more money into it. The Democrats wouldn't let us, but 2 weeks later, we finally got worked out so they would allow it to go. So we lost 2 weeks, but another $310 billion put into that. And we're already led to believe that maybe in 1 week, 180 billion of the 310 billion has been used in 1 week. So maybe we'll have to go back and do some more of that. But we've got a 175 billion for hospitals. That money hasn't run out yet. We've got 450 billion for the Federal Reserve to back up bank loans to companies that are bigger if they need it. And that money hasn't run out yet. So it seems to me that we need to do what needs to be done and nothing more. Okay, thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Keith and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.